Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what's the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? And what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make improvements, and if you want to make those improvements effectively, efficiently, in the shortest period of time, you are going to have to know exactly what it is you want. Getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much, much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. The answers to all those questions that seem to be challenging you right now, they will appear like magic when you get clear. That's just how it works when you get specific. So what's it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition, your motivation? Do you need a kick in the pants from a coach, a friend? Do you need more drive? The drive to do everything that you already need, you know, that you need to do. Just do the things you already know you need to do. Do you need to get to the gym on a more consistent basis or maybe perform better when you are in the gym? What is it for you? Think about that right now. Maybe you just need validation that what you're already doing is going to work. Here's your chance to get some free coaching. Call me and let's talk about what it's going to take for you to get more out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. The phone number here to the show is 347-326-9145. That number again is 347-326-9145. And you can also join us live during the show and chat up with passionate lifters just like you. You can comment on the show if you have questions, insights, comments while the show is in progress. You can visit us in the chat room. Now, you're going to need to sign up for a free account. That's just one more added dimension to our experience here on this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, a new distinction, a different way of looking at the same old situation that can make all the difference in the world as you're striving to create that body you want. Oftentimes, you may find out that you're already doing everything right, and you just need to keep on track, stay focused, and continue what you're doing. It's that validation from a coach, a friend, an expert, guru, whatever you want to call it, is all you need. And I can help you do that. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts of all different levels, all over the world, and help them take their bodies to the next level and strive through all their frustrating plateaus. I've been doing that through my website at www.skiplacour.com. I've written 10 books. I've produced 7 DVDs all about all the different facets of bodybuilding and training. I've been writing for the Muscle magazines for over 15 years, conducting seminars around the world, one-on-one coaching through phone consultations, and now, right here in this open forum, right here on this talk radio show. So take advantage of this opportunity and call in. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. I get quite a few emails, and I like to pick out the ones that can help the most people. And so I've got an email that talks about nutrition. Nutrition seems to be a subject that I feel we make a lot more difficult in general than it necessarily it has to be. And I think the challenge that I see is there's so much information about nutrition there. It's so available, so many different ways about going about the same thing. And you see your friends or you see some role model of yours who's doing a particular nutritional series of strategies, and they seem to work. And there's this angst that I don't want to put in so much effort. Do something like it's a 24-hour-a-day thing, you know, watching what you eat. Training in the gym, you can focus for an hour in the gym. Walk away from there knowing you're doing everything you can do for your training. It's the other 23 hours a day. How much you're going to eat, what you're going to choose to eat, how consistently you eat, that becomes a challenge. So when it comes to finding the right nutritional strategy, there seems to be a lot of angst that whatever I choose has got to be the best one. One of the questions is about meal replacements. NitroPro 40 is the meal replacement I use by AST Sports Science. I've been using nutritional supplements for 15 years, and this particular bodybuilder, fitness enthusiast, he just loves it. I mean, he loves the convenience. He loves the nutritional value in his NitroPro 40s. And then he asked me a question. He says, hey, I just love it so much, the nutritional value. Can I use these meal replacements all day long instead of eating eggs and meat products that take longer to ingest? And that's a really good question. I would say what has my strategy that has kept me on track, kept me consistent throughout the years, is the use of NitroPro 40 meal replacements. They're the right amount of calories, 250 calories, the right combination of protein, carbohydrates, and the necessary fats that I need. It's like a meal replacement. It's actually a meal. So when you think about a traditional meal with meats like a chicken breast, let's just say broccoli and rice, you know, that nutritional breakdown in combination, there's a lot of work that goes into preparing that meal ahead of time, cooking, cleaning, everything that goes into that. A lot of times when you're trying to stay on track, you think of all the meals you have to eat in a particular day, all the meals in a week and a month. The more you can keep on track with those NitroPro 40 meal replacements, the better you'll do. What I like to do is I like to rotate meals, meaning that I will have a real food meal. I'll have that combination, like I said, chicken breast, broccoli, rice, if that's what I choose to eat. And then when it's two and a half hours later, and it's time for my next meal, that's all I'll use the convenience of a NitroPro 40. I have some purist bodybuilders that think, well, if it doesn't come from real food, you're not getting the same nutritional value. That's a definite old school way of thinking, all right? It isn't that way anymore. I mean, just like advances in over-the-counter drugs when you have a headache, just like the advances in computer technology, the nutritional supplement industry has advanced tremendously. Taking advantage of the research, the science, the nutritional breakthroughs, stay on track, feel very comfortable having the NitroPro 40 meal replacements and keep you on track. And with the strategy that I outlined with having a real food meal and then rotating that with the NitroPro 40s is a great strategy to keep you on track, and you should feel very comfortable that you're getting the nutrition that you need. If you have any questions, please call me up. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. We have phone lines open, and I'm going to be getting to the phone lines right away. So call in right now with your questions. Another caller, I have another email, and he's got a couple of questions. And I get this question a lot. And it's, what is the best way to get a great pump? a great pump in the gym. And for those of you who've been training any length of time, you hear that a lot. I get that pump. You know, that's a great feeling. Gives you some type of indicator that you're training effectively in the gym when you can feel the particular muscle group that you're working all engorged with blood, or you feel it strained immediately during your workout, that pump. When you can walk away from the gym knowing that you've worked that particular muscle group. And what I'd like to say is that, you know, when it comes to the pump, I mean, that is a great feeling, all right? If you haven't noticed, is that it's not necessarily the easiest thing to duplicate every single time you're in the gym. So it makes you think, well, am I having a better workout when I have a pump versus when I don't have a pump? I believe that the pump is very overrated when it comes to training effectiveness or efficiency in the gym. Hey, if you get a pump, hey, that's great. Let me ask you a question is, when it comes to a pump, do you think that if you've been training for 1 year consistently, always pushing yourself to the next level, like I said, 12 straight months of very consistent training, do you think that it would be more difficult to get a pump after 1 year than it would be to get a pump after 2 days of training in the gym? Well, obviously, because your body hasn't been taxed, it isn't used to training, it'd be a lot easier to get a pump after 2 days in the gym. So if you want to find a way to get a pump, if that's so important to you, just train very infrequently, and every time you step in the gym, you would cause trauma to that muscle. You can walk away with that pump and feel very good about your workout. Your body's going to adapt. That does not mean that you aren't training effectively and efficiently. Another thing you can do if a pump was so important to you is don't strive for as many reps as you possibly can during every set, or push as much weight as you possibly can to stimulate the muscle. Why? Well, because if you're constantly breaking a new plateau, then it'll be a lot easier to feel that pump, right? So let's just say I can do, 30 pounds, and I can do, a good 10 reps, let's say, if you have that type of training philosophy. Well, why don't you only do like 4 the first time and only use 40 pounds? So then you can get up to your max, and the whole time, the whole ladder up the way up in time, it'll be feel a lot easier to feel a pump, all right? Well, obviously, that would be a way to get this pump that everybody, a lot of people are striving for all the time. Would it make more sense, though, to push yourself every single workout with the most weight, the most reps, cause that trauma to the muscle, stimulate the overload and growth, all right? And then, just through your time in the gym, your consistency, it's going to be tougher and tougher to get that pump. So a lot better indicator than getting a pump is to make sure you're staying accountable for yourself mentally and physically in the gym, keeping records, knowing how many reps you've done at a body part, particularly an exercise last week, how much weight you've done, how many reps you've done, and chart your progress that way by your actual production, all right? Because that's a better indicator in the long run than any feel. A lot of different factors come into that feeling of the pump. A few of them I just explained. So don't be too concerned about that pump. If you're hitting that muscle directly, if you're always striving to do more weight, more reps, making sure that you execute and you're consistent, you should rest assured those type of indicators are a lot better, and that it's a lot better way of charting your progress. And so don't get so frustrated when it comes to not whether or not you are getting the pump. Again, the phone number here is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. So if you have any questions, please call and take advantage of this free coaching. You know, I have a series of programs that I do with coaching, and part of a lot of these packages is the opportunity to talk with me one-on-one on the phone. So this is an opportunity for you to get the same type of coaching that I've done all around the world. You can get that free right here on the radio show. A lot of emails, I get a lot of people calling me wanting to get some time in times that aren't necessarily the most convenient, so I have to refer them to other sources through my website. Here's a chance for you to just call me right up, take advantage of my years of experience, my years of breaking all this down, get you to a new level of understanding, a new distinction, a lot sooner in the process, and you can get to a higher place in a shorter period of time. I really find out with most of the people that I work with is that their level of certainty and confidence will have a great determining factor with how long they stick to this. So I want to see you training a year from now, 3 years from now, 10 years from now, and that body that you really, really want is going to come to you just by it through sheer persistence. Another question I have through an email is there a cheap stack to shed off body fat? Okay, and I assume that by a stack they're talking about the nutritional supplements. Okay, and we talk a lot about this show, the fundamentals of what it takes to have the body you want and to build muscle and to lose body fat. Looking at a question like that that's asking for, well, what's a supplement or a series of supplements to shed off body fat, we need to take a step back and talk about your eating habits, number one, and your training habits, number two. I like to, when I get these type of questions, fielding so many different questions, I like to steer them back up into the fundamentals and when it comes to training and nutrition. That's the best way to shed that body fat. I want to get back to that, but I have a caller on the 732 area code. Caller, are you there? 732 area code.
Hey, Skip, what's going on?
How are you doing? Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, Chris from New Jersey.
Chris, how are you, sir?
Awesome. I have a question regarding Max OT Cardio.
Okay.
I love it. I use the recumbent bike, and results are phenomenal. The only problem is, after leg training, like I train my legs on Friday, I'm screwed until like Monday because of the pain. Is there anything I could do, like another machine? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, I do know what you're talking about. Right, let's talk about Max OT, the Max OT program, and let's talk about Max OT training for all the listeners who may not be familiar with it. Max OT training, maximum overload training. It's the most effective, most efficient weight training and cardiovascular training. It's developed by AST Sports Science. You know, there's a program where you can get all the details of this maximum overload training. It gives you the results in the shortest period of time by going to the AST website. It's www.ast-ss.com, www.ast-ss.com. Sign up for the program. It's free. You just need to sign up, get a password, get into the website, and you get all the details of this training program. Outline different routines over a 12-week and more program, maximum overload training. Now, along with that is Max OT Cardio. And basically what Max OT Cardio is, it's a strategy to get the, just like with everything with Max OT training, the best results in the shortest period of time. All right. Now, there's a lot of different ways to go about your training. And back in the day when just doing your cardio is a challenge many times. I don't know if that at one time it was that way for you, Chris. Did you have a challenge just getting your cardio done?
I never had a problem with it.
Okay.
I did the longer 45-minute sessions.
Right.
And halfway through, I get tired of it. That's why I like the Max OT. It's just the legs kill me after leg training.
Right. And I'll get to that. But for the listeners out there, and that's what I did too, Chris. I would do the 45 minutes doing my time. That's a lot of time on top of your weight training to add 45 minutes. The cardio can get boring. You go at a moderate pace, if not a slower pace, to make sure you get through the 45 minutes. Hey,
good point.
More than one way to skin a cat, so to speak, meaning that if you put your time in, you're persistent, you're diligent, you can fight through the boredom, you can manage your day and fit it in. I mean, that is a way to burn off calories. Again, Max OT Cardio, Max OT training is about getting the best results in the shortest period of time. What Max OT Cardio is instead of putting more time in, like 45 minutes, it's shortening that time period to 16 minutes, okay? 16 minutes, yet while you're in there, you're not just doing a moderate pace and just showing up and basically just trying to get it done. You're intense. I mean, from the minute you start your first revolution on the recumbent bike or whatever cardio machine that you use, I mean, you're going, you're kicking butt, you're going for it, all right, all 16 minutes. Now, working hard, doing an intense workout, that's something that is actually could vary from person to person depending on their mental toughness as well as their physical ability. Well, what MaxoCardio does is that what you do is you track and monitor what you do while you're on the recumbent bike or you're doing any type of cardio by using the machines. You track your mileage. You track how many calories it says you burn off. Now, again, those are just indicators of how much effort you're putting into that particular 16-minute workout. All right, so when you track and monitor, let's just say you're on a recumbent bike and you travel 9 miles and you burn 250 calories. Okay, that's what it says when your 16 minutes are done. Well, you're in that session, you want to make sure you go at least 9 miles and just a bit over it, if not a lot over it. Okay, instead of doing 250 calories, you want to make sure you do at least 251 calories. And every time you put your butt on that recumbent bike or you bear down to do your cardio, you're focused on that end result. You make a game out of it. You make a challenge out of it every time. You should be sweating. Your heart should be pumping. You should be putting in the most effort for just those 16 minutes. Again, it's cardio just like that 45-minute session, but it takes a whole different physical and mental mindset. Doing that type of cardio for only 16 minutes, you'll see that you'll get even better results with that 45 minutes. Now, good question that comes up is, well, don't you 45 minutes, how am I going to burn the fat in just 16 minutes? Well, the thing about cardio, which you need to understand, is that cardio starts the process of burning the body fat. You don't burn the body fat while you're on that machine for 45 minutes or even for 16 minutes. What it does is it revs up your metabolism. It heats up that body. It gets it going. And it's how it affects your metabolism. And it raises it, gets your metabolism running more efficiently. It's how it's burning an hour later. It's 2 hours later. It's 4 hours later. I like to use the analogy. It's like spinning a top, and the old tops that you had when you were a kid. You know, and just say that's your metabolism, and you just spin that top, and then your fingers release. Well, the short period of time that your fingers are on that top where you're spinning it would be your cardio session. Your metabolism, though, would be that top. How it spins, you know, 5 seconds later, a minute later, hopefully, now is that's your metabolism. You want it running efficiently. Although your fingers were only on that top for just merely a couple seconds, your production, your effort in spinning that top, a minute later, the top will still be spinning. And that's what we want to do with our cardio sessions. So we want to put that effort in there, and that's what we do. So that's why it is not important to necessarily do 45 minutes like you're burning the fat there. It's putting that effort in 16 minutes, or if you choose 45 minutes, it's how it raises your metabolism, gets it going later on in the day. All right. So that's what makes this MaxoT cardio so effective and so efficient. Now, getting back to your question, Chris, I use the recumbent bike. That's what I choose to use myself, the recumbent bike. And why is that? So to answer your other question, could you use other machines? Could you do other forms of cardio? Yes, you sure can. Are there any particular machines, Chris, that you like to use instead of the recumbent bike?
Life Fitness makes this thing called a Summit Trainer. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. It's an effective machine, and I tend to think that my legs are kind of less involved, and they don't hurt quite as much after leg training. So I tend to go towards that. I was just asking if that was okay.
Right. You know, let's just get down to the basics, what we're trying to do. It isn't it's just what it takes to get that heart pumping at a fast rate, getting the most efficiency and effectiveness out of it. So let's just say your legs are hurting, whether you're on a recumbent bike or some other machine. The more is that I know that feeling – about that recovery type process. A lot of times that can be mental, especially, you know, a couple days past your leg training, okay? What you can do is lighten up on the tension and just make sure that you pedal a lot faster, whatever it takes to get that heart rate up. So there's two ways to do it, how fast you pump your legs, right, how you get your body moving, and then also that tension. Those two factors will combine about how much effort you're putting forth, right? So if you want to have less stress on your legs, they're hurting, right? Are they still sore from the trauma of your leg training? You can lighten up the tension and then just pump faster, whatever it takes to get that done. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, to a degree. I'll give that a shot. And
it's not a leg exercise, right? So it's
right.
All about what it takes to pump your legs. Let's just talk about that recumbent bike, because I want to make this a little bit more clear for you so that you understand. On the recumbent bike, is there a particular tension or setting that you put on that recumbent bike?
Yeah, I use the interval setting.
Okay.
And I, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I use the interval setting, and I set it for 16 minutes. And right now I'm currently on level 11. And,
okay.
And trying to beat my previous numbers, you know, and once I get to where I'm beating it on a routine basis, I go up a level.
Okay. Well, there's going to be a point in time, and I know what you're talking about. I mean, when there was, I only went so high on that tension level. Okay. There's a point in time where it you're grinding so hard, it does become a leg workout. So what I would suggest is that, you know, maybe you've already hit your point where it's no longer so effective to keep on doing the tension. So now what you want to do is maybe keep it at a level where it's not taxing your legs so much, and just pumping harder and faster, because there's a lot of different ways to get to your result, right? It's not the tension, you put that up, it'll help you burn more calories, right? At the same time, though, your distance travel will be affected. How about if you drop it down a couple and then you pump faster, and there's always that next level to pump faster, right?
Okay. I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot, Skip.
Yeah, okay. And again, to answer your question, it doesn't necessarily matter what machine that you use. I like the recumbent bike because it doesn't take a lot of different movement or in my gait, my swing, my style isn't a factor like it would be like running or something like that. You know, some people can make running a lot more difficult because they have a bad motion. Cardio is about pumping the heart, and when I'm on the recumbent bike, less of those factors become involved, and so it works on raising metabolism, get my heart rate up, and it's just an all-out effort that way. That's why I choose that one, but it's about pumping your heart, so whatever machine you use to get your heart rate up to perform that way, that's all you need. So keeping in mind to what our big picture is and then finding the vehicle to do that. Okay, Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
And the caller on the 610 area code, caller, are you there? 610.
Hey, Skip, it's Derek in Pennsylvania. How are you?
I am awesome. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I was actually just calling in to listen to the questions of other callers here and just see what other trials and tribulations other people are going through.
All right. One thing I want to talk about on today's show is we talked about this last week. We were sharing some strategies on getting back that fire and desire when you lose your motivation to train, or maybe you're just not as productive as you would like to be. Some strategies to get that fire and desire back in the gym. And that's one thing. There's always that next level. It's always pounding yourself. Sometimes you could be winning the game, and at the same time, you don't feel like you're winning. It happens quite often. And so the first thing I tell people when they just don't feel that they're getting enough, they're looking for that next level of fire, desire, that motivation to train, the first thing I tell them is to relax. Just relax. It's common for your levels of motivation to go through cycles. The mental challenges that come your way are inevitable. They're an inevitable part of the process. They're going to come. Even for the most dedicated people in the gym, the most focused champions, those levels of motivation are always going to vary. So you just kind of have to work with that. the biggest challenge I have with working with those who are trying to take their level of training, their bodies to the next level, is to know when they're winning, to appreciate when they're way ahead of the game. There's nothing better, that's nothing worse when you are have a great body, things are going well. Sure, you could always go to that next level. There's just no doubt about it. For everyone, there's always a next level. It becomes a challenge when you're actually winning the game and you think you're losing. That becomes a real big challenge. So the first thing is just relax, kind of go with the flow. Don't fight it so much, and just wait for that next burst of energy. And whether that comes through an outside source or you just getting back on track, first thing is just relax and let yourself go through the cycle. Always strive for that next level. Do things like we'll talk about more different mental and physical strategies you can do, but the first thing is just to relax. I've got a caller on the 937 area code, 937. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Skip. How you doing?
I am awesome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brett.
Brett, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I am awesome. Thanks. So, Brett, you have a question today?
Yeah, I actually got it from the chat room. I was kind of wondering the same thing. I was reading Paul Cribb's article on creatine cycling. I've never tried it, but I was just wondering what your thoughts on that was. I've always done the bracketing, but
right.
No, I was just wondering what you'd
done. This is, first of all, let's talk about how you gather information. Or another thing is, you said, Brett, you're a big follower of the Max OT program.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and you take a lot of, my training philosophies that I communicate about Max OT training and eating and nutritional supplementations, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you come to me as a source of information and everything that I follow, then you'll know that I have so much respect for Paul Cribbs and all of his research and everything that he's put in to that area of the bodybuilding and training process, okay? Let's use the analogy of the President of the United States. You know that any type of leader, he doesn't try to make every single decision. He doesn't become an expert at every facet of running the government. He has executive members, whether it's who's in charge of the military or the economy, or different internal matters that go on. He has those experts. They do all the groundwork, so to speak. They do all the research. They come with the best decisions, and then they come to the president, and then he just checks it off, says yes or no. He doesn't try to become an expert at everything. He uses all of his resources, all of his team, to make the best decisions. Well, when it comes to the nutrition, you talked about the bracketing. That was developed and refined by Paul Cribb. When you talk about the nutrition timing throughout the day, that was developed by him too. So he's put in the time. He's put in the research. I see him as a mentor, a coach, someone who an expert in that particular area that I follow his information. I'm going to at least try it out. So, he explains all the reasons why, what cycling, what its purposes are. I suggest that you take that leap of faith, try it for the particular reasons that he lines out, and see the difference for yourself. So everything is like sometimes is a sell job. It's giving you that certainty and confidence that this amount of effort is going to work for you. Am I right, Brett?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you've read about that, and then you kind of read about that. What strikes you about that, all the different reasons why? And maybe tell me why you are a little resistant to try cycling the creatine.
Oh, I'm not really resistant. I mean, I just kind of read about it the other day, actually.
Okay.
I just seeing it, wondering if you've ever tried it. And
oh, sure.
You have tried it?
I have. And here's the thing. Sometimes, especially when it comes down to nutritional supplementation, it's very hard to see in the short term the results. You just have to have that faith that an expert, someone you trust in, is giving you the right information. There's a lot of different factors when it comes to developing that body that you really want. And they're not weighed equally. Every single strategy that you have, it's not all equal, meaning that some have a way higher importance than others. All right. That doesn't mean that your number one priority is this, that your tenth different strategy, the tenth in the order of priority. It isn't that it's important. It's just not as important as the first one. That doesn't mean it's not effective and efficient. The thing is, the more of these strategies that you choose to do, you implement them on a consistent basis. Not only the overall package of your physique, all right, also mentally, you're just following disciplines, you're following through, you have faith. A lot of times when it comes to your training, Brett, can you always see the results all the time? Can you always see, like after a week of hard training and good eating, does it always show itself week to week? To say it's you had a good week of training, now it's Saturday morning or Sunday morning, you're looking at yourself. Can you always see about that hard work, that hard week of discipline and effort that you put in? Can you always see it in the mirror?
No, definitely not.
Okay. But at the same time, you'll catch yourself later on in the week and say, wow, this stuff is really working. And you have to keep on keeping on. You can't look for results or you can't look for certain indicators or proof all the time. You have to have faith that what you're doing is putting you on track, right? And so it's all this, you know, it's all keeping a level head. Brett, I know you do a lot of things right with the Max OT training program, and you got to think about what you got to ride through those emotional ups and downs and see what the bigger picture is, okay?
Right.
See, from the tone of your voice, Brett, and the amount of dedication that I know that you put into your training and eating, and you're a young guy, aren't you? How old are you, Brett?
21.
Okay, you're 21 years old. I would imagine you are so far ahead of the most of 21-year-olds training in the gym with your level of dedication, your knowledge, and follow-through. Am I right?
Yeah, probably.
Right. But you're one tough customer, right? You're tough on yourself. And that's a double-edged sword. And by that analogy, double-edged sword is that it helps you, cuts you one way, and unfortunately, it could hurt you by cutting you the other way, right? It helps
right.
you in the fact that you're always striving for that next level. You're always looking for that edge and putting more effort. And that will definitely help you in the long run, putting that type of pressure on yourself. If you don't manage that angst, so to speak, it could really ruin the whole process. You can be winning the game, be the biggest, deadliest, most dedicated, focused 21-year-old, and then always being on the verge of quitting, like, is this not working, you know? Let me tell you something, Brett, how it works in life, and this is your big brother Skip talking to you here, right? That's how everything in life that is worth having. It works that same way. You're not going to see results right away for what you're doing. You just have to have the faith in what you're doing is working. There are so many factors when it comes to this bodybuilding and training process. Cycling your creatine is, you know, one of those strategies, okay?
Right.
That there are a lot more things, and you know this, that will contribute more to your physique than creatine cycling. So when you come to a strategy, it comes from a source like Paul Cribbs, someone you know to be trusted, someone who has I've earned your respect. Paul Cribbs has earned my respect. So what the heck? With all those other things on your hierarchy of values taken, why don't you just go for it, all right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things that you need to do in this whole process. But getting back to you, I like to make this bodybuilding process so much of a life-changing, life-transforming endeavor than just big muscles. You know, whether it's this great big muscular body that you want, you know that, Brett, what you're looking for in your life, if you really were to break it down, is we're all trying to feel better about ourselves, and we have all these different vehicles of doing it. And, you know, the bodybuilding training is a great positive vehicle to feel better about ourselves, to feel accomplishment, achievement, what it is for you. I mean, at 21 years old, I bet you have friends or acquaintances that are going for the same thing, trying to feel better about themselves, their life, their direction, yet they take less productive routes. Maybe they're into drugs or alcohol, or they do a lot of partying. They chase around girls too much. They're obsessed with that. I mean, all these type of things. It doesn't matter if it's building a better body or drinking alcohol excessively. What we're all doing is we're trying to feel better about ourselves, and we all have different vehicles. you know, thank God that you've chosen this type of vehicle to feel better about yourself. So remember that about you and yourself, that you're winning this game. By you consistently following through, you are winning. You are picking a productive path to feeling better about yourself. Guys, don't get too caught up in the muscles. I mean, go for the biggest, best physique, lean, muscular. I'll help you find the strategy to do that. Just to understand your bigger purpose, and that's to feel great about your life. That's an indicator to yourself that you allow yourself to feel good about yourself. There's a lot of different vehicles you can do that with. Just remember the bigger purpose. You will withstand all the ups and downs and all the uncertainty that comes with, again, Brett, everything that you do in life, whether that's a job, whether that's a relationship later on for you, Brett. But, you know, it's not going to be a party. It's not going to be easy all the time. It's that perseverance all the way through that's going to determine where you are a year from now, 3 years from now. So next time you call in, you know, I'd like to look forward to you focusing on and thinking about what I'm saying, because someone with your level of dedication and your discipline and follow-through, I think you should be enjoying the process a whole lot more. Is that helpful to you? Does that make any sense? Would you say my assessment of your journey this far is probably pretty accurate?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you need to have a lot more enjoyment to this, or you're going to cause so much frustration and angst. And I think you do know that you're doing well and you're doing better than most, right? And I appreciate, and I appreciate that drive to always search for that higher level, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you were to rate your level of fulfillment with your training process, scale from 1 to 10, what would you say you feel like the majority of the time?
I feel like I'm doing pretty well. I just like picking your brain because you know so much.
Sure, right. And this is about you, and it starts with the mental foundation for everyone out there. I want you to quantify that. And everybody who's listening to this show live right now, or if you're listening to a podcasted or archived version, I want you to tell me from a scale from 1 to 10, what's your level of fulfillment right now with this whole process?
Probably 7.5.
Okay. It's not bad. That's good. That's good. You know, if someone said I'm a 10, I'm an 11 out of scale from 1 to 10, I would say, you know, that might be a little bit complacent. It's always to have that hunger and desire for more. At the same time, if someone said they're a 5 and you look at them and they train and they eat all the time the way they should and they're only at a 5, I would say, but 7.5, that's a good, healthy mark. Let me ask you this. What has to happen? For your experience, and again, for you those listening live or in a podcast version, I want you to answer this question too. What has to happen to take this experience from a 7.5 to an 8.5? Think about that right now. What has to happen to make this experience go from a 7.5 to an 8.5? Now, Brett, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to think about that. And if you got a piece of paper in front of you, I want you to jot down the first things that come to mind. Okay, and before I come back to you, it's really important, I think, that if you want to know how I become a champion, how I have been so consistent with my training efforts, it's how I use my mind. I mean, when it comes to the training strategies, I can send you to the AST Sports Science website. I can send you to the right nutritional supplements. I can share all my knowledge with you. It's your mind. Your mind, how you use it, will determine a lot more of how you use this information. I really think as your coach, your mentor, your guru, if I can help you use your mind more effectively, you're going to get more results from what you do in the gym and the way you eat. I do another talk show. It's the Manformation Show. And, you know, whether you're someone who's my peer around my age, a lot of men get great distinctions from the information that we talk about. Or what I would get really excited about is when I get a young buck like you, Brad, at 21 years old, and I get all this experience where I've traveled around the world, I've pushed myself, I've failed, I've succeeded, and I get to share my sage advice with you in a way to make your next 20 years a lot easier. And that's this whole man formation, transforming you into the man that you really want to be, that I'm really excited about. I'm having a seminar here in July, so want to play you a little something. Seminar coming up.
Make plans now to attend Skip LaCour's Man Formation 2-Day Seminar, July 26th and 27th in San Francisco, California, and transform yourself into the man you really want to be. Join Skip LaCour and other men just like you who are determined to get the most out of their lives for 2 intense days of empowering information and life-changing action strategies. Learn how to be the man in any social situation. Discover how to attract more money, power, sex, and any of the other options in life you really want. Study hundreds of the qualities and characteristics of the most powerful and charismatic alpha males and immediately implement them into your everyday life. Adopt the mindset, body movements, and social interaction strategies that will catapult your life to the next level. Learn the steps needed to create your dream life and burn it into your subconscious mind. Get a better understanding of your own rules, beliefs, values, and standards. Learn how to finally start making them work for you instead of against you. Discover the most effective, efficient, and time-saving exercise and eating strategies for an amazing body while living a balanced, productive life. All of this powerful, life-transforming information and much more will be revealed in this 2-day boot camp. Take action. Make the investment in yourself and transform yourself into the man you really want to be. Make the commitment to change your life today.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Join me in San Francisco, California, July 26th and 27th. Gentlemen, we are going to have an amazing 2 days together and learn a lot about ourselves at the same time. Kick your man formation into overdrive and change your life forever. The seating will be extremely limited, so reserve your spot today at www.manformation.com. So what does that have to do with bodybuilding and training? It has everything to do with it. Again, it's taking the power of your mind. Go to www.manformation.com. You'll hear about the radio show. All right, so here we are, Brett. So I asked you a question. I had you quantify in your mind the bodybuilding and training process, how much level of fulfillment, enjoyment you're getting out of it. And you said from a scale from 1 to 10, it was a 7.5. And so my question was to you is, what has to happen, what specific things have to happen to give you the indicator that it will become an 8.5 experience for you? And what did you come up with, Brett?
Just thinking about it, pretty much, you know, what you always say is use my mind just to do more for myself. I feel like I don't really do that enough.
I'm going to help you get specific, and this is using your mind, okay? And again, for everyone listening, rate where you think you are on this level of fulfillment, and then what specifically has to happen to get it to the level that you want. And for this case, we're going to talk about what it takes to get you to that 8.5 level of fulfillment. Right, using your mind. Okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean that you're going to write your goals out? And what would those goals be? I want to have 5 more pounds of muscle in the next year. Okay, I want to have 100% follow-through with my training program. I don't know what the challenges that are in front of you. I don't know what the next level is for you. Here's how you use your mind is to qualify that. All right, does that make sense to you,
right,
Brett?
Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
So start throwing some things out there. Tell me, what do you want to see? Think big, as I always say, right? What has to happen to turn that into an 8.5 experience? You want 5 pounds more muscle, 10, 20 pounds? You want to enter a bodybuilding show? You want your chest to be your best body part instead of your lagging body part? What is it for you specifically?
Definitely just keeping the focus the whole time. Sometimes I feel like I don't do that with, you know,
okay,
everything as far as new.
Again, I'm gonna help you out, Brad, and this is something as your big brother here, this is not gonna just help you with your muscles, it's gonna help you with everything in life, all right? Staying more focused, using your mind. Too general. All right. Tell me specifically.
I meant like staying focused in the gym with
No, I gotcha. So what does that mean to stay more focused? I will not talk to the girls while I'm in the gym. I will not let guys come up to me in the middle of my set. I need specific strategies. Okay?
Yeah.
This is really important, so I want you to think about that. And I'm going to give you some more examples, and I'm going to go to another call, and we're going to come back to you, Brett, because this is very important, not only to you, but for our listeners here. All right, so like for example, I always seem to miss my last meal of the day. Or my cheat day is on Saturday, but I always seem to have at least one bad meal and it makes me feel bad, okay? Or I never seem to get in my cardio all 5 days. I only get in for 2 days. Okay, so think about that. Get a pen and paper. I want you to give me at least, you're gonna, when I come back to you, you're gonna have at least 3 specific strategies. Not I'm gonna use my mind more effectively. No, 3 specific strategies that are gonna take your level of fulfillment, this experience, to a higher level. All right, so I'm gonna come back to you. I've got a caller on the 212 area code. Caller, are you there? 212 area code. 212 area code. Are you there? All right. Now, I'm going to jump back to some of the other ways to get the fire and desire before I get back to Brett. Give him some time to think about some specific ways to take his level of fulfillment to the next level. Point number two I have is to resist taking prolonged breaks from training. All right. When you lose that fire and desire to train. There will always be times, like I said, that your drive to train is stronger than others. I don't believe that taking a few weeks off just because you don't quote-unquote feel like training is a good idea. Unless you have some sort of physical energy injury or health problem, I wouldn't recommend taking unscheduled time off. Who knows, maybe you may never feel like coming back after your layoff, and I see that a lot. You know, as a matter of fact, what I like to share is that, you know, before I really started training, when I was 27 years old, too, I was a guy who just joined the gym, kind of got into it for a few weeks and ended up quitting. So sometimes you just don't feel like it. You're not managing other things in your life. Training in the gym on a consistent basis isn't as important as maybe you thought. Don't take that break because of the way you feel unless you have an injury or some health problem, because you may not ever come back to the gym. And I'm sure if you've been going to the gym on a consistent basis, you know a lot of people who have never showed up to the gym before, after their training. All right, so don't take those prolonged breaks. Even if your motivation is lower than you'd like, make the concerted effort to get to the gym and do your best and follow through with your training program. Put the pressure on yourself to get back in the gym instead of giving into your whims of taking that prolonged break. Putting yourself through this discomfort now will spare the intense pain of letting yourself down, and you'll probably suffer in the future. All right. Sometimes just go to the gym. Just go to the gym. Just promise yourself, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm just going to walk through the door, get in my car, go to the gym, rather than just take off. Because I think once you put your body in motion, you start that whole process. Even if you kind of say, well, I really don't feel like it, you go through the motion, that's a lot better workout mentally as well as physically than just sitting at home and blowing off your workout, right? So that's a way, just getting yourself to follow through. Is the caller on the 212 area code there, 212?
Hey, Skip, how's it going?
Awesome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Pete in New York City. How's it going, man?
I am awesome. It's Pete?
Yes.
All right, Pete. Hey, what's your question, Pete?
Well, actually, I wanted to say thanks, first of all. I found your stuff probably around 8 months ago, and I've been an athlete my whole life. I'm 42 now, and I wanted to get back into it, and I did some searching on the internet and went through a ton of stuff. I mean, obviously, being an athlete, I knew how to work out and stuff, but I really didn't understand.
Right.
I didn't understand the different level to really get the results that I want. And to be honest with you, I was overtraining.
Right.
And a big part of what I had learned from you, and I have to be honest with you, I was a little skeptical about working one body part per week and actually getting results.
Sure, I understand
and
that.
And I got to tell you, the difference in the focus and intensity of my workout without pacing myself has made an unbelievable difference in not only results, but the ability to mentally focus on what I want to do when I get there, as opposed to feeling like I have to go slower because I have a lot more to do afterwards, as opposed to just killing it each set.
Right. Now, I tell young trainers all the time, if I told you to just go run, hey, run. And you said, oh, well, how far do I run? Do I run 3 miles or do I run 30 yards? I mean, how much effort you put, how much burst of energy you put to just run, you're going to put a lot more intensity, a lot more effort, you're going to run a lot faster if I told you to go 30 yards and run 3 miles. And that's what this training is all about, getting more out of what you do. And it's having that faith, and for you, Pete, is that, will this get me the results? You have to take that leap of faith. Being 42 years old, being an athlete in the past, you've done a lot of training, you put a lot of effort in. Your desire to put more effort in is very common. okay? Because that's how life usually works. The more effort you put into something, the better results you get. So this counterintuitive idea of doing less work and putting more intensity into it is kind of like different than the norm. And is that how you found the experience, Pete?
Yeah, it was amazing. It took me about 2 months to actually see the difference, but my energy level after I worked out was actually higher as opposed to feeling tired, and I was seeing results. I mean, I lost 20 pounds. I feel
awesome.
Good, but now I've plateaued. I'm kind of at a stage now where I'm not sure if I'm not mixing in enough cardio. I'm not sure if I have to start actually eating more to drop the weight, because I'm getting bigger, but I'm not losing fat, and it's getting to a point where it's annoying me.
All right. Well, one thing that's great about, you know, when someone says I've hit a plateau, I mean, there's so many different plateaus. There's mental plateaus. There's physical plateaus. There's visual muscular plateaus. There's weight on the scale plateaus. There's body fat plateaus, right? So when someone says they have a plateau, the first thing I need to find out is what exactly are they talking about. So you're not losing body fat at the rate that you want.
Correct.
Okay. Again, I'm just shifting through all this. We have about 4 minutes left in the show. I'm going to shift through a lot of things using my experience to help you here. Is that you sound like you're probably very disciplined with your eating.
Yeah, I am. Right? I actually am. And I'm now balancing between 4 and 6 meals. And I'm actually thinking that I might have to go to 6 with smaller portions.
Right. And that's where I'm going. I can tell by the way your language, the way you use your language, the intensity of your voice. You know, again, just doing this for so many years, I can pretty much tell where you're at. Okay, you're not following. You are following through. You're not one of those guys who flakes. Okay, this is the biggest thing. I mean, calories ingested versus calories burned is the number one guiding principle when it comes to losing body fat. Okay, if you eat too many calories, more than you burn off, you're certainly not going to lose body fat after
eating
more.
That's kind of where I'm stuck now. I want to make sure that I eat enough to grow
that's
my workout.
Right. See, that's the second thing, Pete, is what I was going to say. After you get that basic requirement, that pretty much 75%, 80% of the population needs to keep in mind, you're not at that level. You've been dedicated. You've been focused. You've been following through. What happens after a certain point, your body is going to adapt. It's going to slow everything down. It's not going to let you kill itself. It's going to become immune to what you're doing. You have to become smarter in your process. And for you, Pete, it is. I would say that you make sure that you eat 6 meals instead of just the 4, all right? You can eat more calories right now. You can jack up that metabolism with those good meals, right? Jack it up and raise that metabolism. That's the thing about it is you'll be surprised is the more food you eat, the more that body fat will melt up. Again, though, for everyone listening, it's after Pete has all the foundation, all the regular organizing foundational principles. He has them all taken care of. So if you're not showing up at the gym in a consistent period of time, if you're eating the wrong foods, if you're not even getting 4 meals down, okay, this isn't for you. Now, Pete's at that next level, and he's trying to lose the body fat. His body has adapted to what he's been doing. He needs to jack up his metabolism by eating at least those 6 meals all the time. You know, you need to eat more food to get that machine, that furnace burning hotter and faster. And that's what's going to break through this fat plateau for you, okay? So make sure it's 6 meals every single day. That's the next level for you. Not 4 to 5 to 6, depending on whatever. Always make it 6. And who knows, Pete, when you're really ready to go to that next level, we might introduce 7 or 8 smaller, more frequent meals. So from my experience, that's what you need to do at the next level. It's always 6. It's never 4. And you do that for the next 3 weeks. 3 months, you're going to get the results you want, okay? So, hey, great question, Pete. Hey, I want to get back to you, Brett, real quickly, because I want you to tell me those 3 factors that are specifically going to make your experience an 8.5 and up from a 7.5. So what's it going to take, Brett?
I actually came up with 8, but I'll give you 3 of them.
Okay. Go ahead. Rattle off your 8. We have about 45 seconds. Rattle them off for us. This is a great exercise not only for you, it's a great exercise for our listeners. Go ahead.
All right. Go deeper than deep on squats and concentrate on concentric phases, stiff leg deadlifts. Hit all meals and meal times every Friday perfectly. Lift to complete absolute failure on last set of every exercise. a control weight on concentric part of effectively hit and tendon muscle for all the exercises. Increase weight or reps every week on every exercise. Constantly strive for better execution and range of motion. Give my best effort and train with focus and intensity every rep of every set. And my long term was string together 8 weeks straight of good nutrition.
Awesome, Brett. Hey, thanks a lot for joining the show.
Radio.
And join us next week on Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.